Self-actualizing amoebas. That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here.
Kamal Altash.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. I just fucking shit my brains out. God damn, dude, I had some Chinese food yesterday, and I think I got a little fucking Wuhan shits. Oh my God.
You better not. I'm not wearing a mask.
No, man.
You
I'm
asshole.
Not. No, I just mean the Wuhan shits. I don't mean the fucking, the COVID, man. That bathroom smells like the handbook of the recently deceased.
Oh. What are you talking about, your most recent shit?
Well,
I mean, I know it's what's relevant to you.
Dude, it's fucking, it smells like
but
General
the people at large,
Tso's chicken.
I don't know.
That's turned a corner.
It was a strong start.
No, it's not. It was an explosive start.
Or one would say a strong finish.
Well, power to the warp thrusters, full marks. Oh, man, we got lots to talk about today.
So many.
I know it's probably been talked about a lot, but we haven't been around lately. So let's get into this Gina Carano thing, man. Fucking great in The Mandalorian, super awesome chick, and she's a really good actress. Like, I mean, she's coming from MMA and just being able to do that, it really
one could say she's a strong female.
Ah, and that's what I'm getting at. It seems to me that the Disney princess model is chicks that shut up and look pretty. Like,
pretty much.
We like strong women until they develop opinions.
Then, you know, let's not.
Listen, here, this, but it speaks to a really a more dangerous thing, man. You shouldn't be getting fired from your job just because you like General Orange Peel. Like, you can't, I don't... You shouldn't be fired because you have conservative views. You shouldn't be fired for liberal views. You shouldn't be fired for any views that you have as long as you're not causing harm. You're fine. You should be able to work and have make a living doing what you love. Why do you want to cancel this person? I don't understand this.
I don't get it either, man. I don't get it either. Like, why you gotta watch what you say?
Yeah.
After you've clocked out.
But that's what it is now. But
when I'm on
be...
the clock, that's your time. I will be who you want me to be.
Right.
I will act. But once I clock out, dude, that's my time to be who I am and say whatever the fuck I want because America.
And come on, Disney. It's not like she's hard on the eyes or anything. I'd like to get lost in Cars Dunes. I just think that... On the dusty sands of Tatooine. Oh, sure ain't Jakku. All right, so I just, it's just a slippery slope for me, man. It just feels like, when is it gonna stop? Like, one of her comments she made was like, being conservative now is like being like Jewish in 1939 Berlin or some shit like that. Right, so basically...
She was likening the division that's being created between people based off of nothing, really.
Well, it's if you're not with the program in Hollywood, basically, like, it turns out 7 people on Twitter can end your life. Like, it's fucking... Because it really isn't
a
large number.
People have an opinion out there. We need to bow down to whatever they're saying. If they're offended by it, by all means, we have to get rid of it so that they're never offended again.
Now, she's been in trouble before on Twitter for you know, not having pronouns in her bio, and then she adds beep boop as her pronouns, and everybody's like, she's transphobic, goddammit! She's a hateful person! And it's like, no! She just doesn't give a shit about that sort of thing, and she's mocking you crazy people. That's what she's doing. She's mocking the social justice nut jobs. She's basically firing shots at them. She's asking to be canceled by doing these things. Because she believes in free speech. And you know what? You may not like what she's saying, but she certainly has the right to say it. And she shouldn't lose her job because of it. And I'm sorry, but the Mandalorian will be less without her. That, you know, it will.
Agreed. I love her character. I want to see what happens to her. Like,
yeah. Well, Kathleen Kennedy's still in charge after the Disney shareholders meeting, and everybody's super excited about that. Oh, man.
I don't like Kathleen Kennedy.
Nobody likes Kathleen Kennedy. I don't think Kathleen Kennedy likes Kathleen
I don't wish Kennedy. Ill upon her, but, like, I just, ugh. I see her face, I hear her voice, I'm just like, all of a sudden, I'm bitter. I don't feel like being bitter, man. Like, just get rid of her.
Just leave Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni or alone. Like, leave him alone.
Anytime she talks, like, just cut that out and post. All of it.
Unfortunately, she does live videos, so it's hard to cut it out and post. But not much anymore. Thankfully, Twitter's actually good for doing the right thing sometimes. And, a lot of people have been tweeting fire Kathleen Kennedy as like they were chanting fire Gina Carano. And hopefully Disney at some point will listen to the people that are like, hey, this lady is a problem.
I think I just figured out. Kathleen Kennedy offends me.
I find her quite offensive.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. She offends me.
Are you taking shots at me?
I am offended.
If you prefer another target, name the system.
Man, it didn't matter what she said at that point.
No.
Eldra was already...
She could have been like, whatever moon this is. That's no moon.
We don't have a camera. He was pointing at his area.
You know.
Whatever moon this is. Man, she gave him the breast hams. She just turned around. She's like, whatever moon this is.
Yeah, she might as well have said it like that. She lost her British accent by Return of the Jedi. Then she was just smoking Carrie Fisher. Luke. Dude, she was already starting to get the rasp by Return of the Jedi. That chick went hard in the paint. Dude, remember when I got her to sign my Jedi poster at Star Wars Celebration, I don't know, 5, 6, one of those fucking ones in Orlando. And, dude, she was 3 sheets to the wind. She had like a little glass in front of her. It was clear and it looked like it had water in it, but it did not smell like it had water. It was like straight vodka.
Yeah.
And as busted and as old as that bitch is, I would have taken her up to her hotel room and gave her what all the force could give.
Get in the garbage chute, fly boy.
Let me stick it in your garbage chute. Yeah, squeeze them trash compactors, bitch.
Which one? Shut them all down!
Shut them all down!
Curse my metal body.
They're dying, R2! Yeah, I'm shooting them all in there. Oh. You don't do buns in your hair anymore, but I'm gonna shoot it all over them. I would have fucked Carrie Fisher. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, for those of you who can't take a hit.
I would have gone down
when
there.
When he was getting that.
face deep in the swamps of Dagobah on that fucking musky mound. Come up, pulling fucking 3-inch hairs out of my teeth. Smelling like the sushi bar from the Chinese food I ate yesterday. Whew. Should have known better than to trust those Mexicans in the kitchen. Dude, that's who cooks Chinese food. Mexicans, dude, there's Mexicans in that whole kitchen, dude. You want to know how I know there's Spanish people in the kitchen? They have fucking fried plantains in the buffet. Don't no Chinese motherfucker know about some goddamn fried plantains. There's maduros in the fucking buffet right next to the crab rangoons. That's why.
Now hold on a second. What is that doing there?
When the door opens to the kitchen, some Chinese motherfucker grabs it real quick and pulls it shut and go, "You see something?" I'm like, "No." "Are you sure? I give you 5% discount." They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know it's Diego back there instead of Chan. That's the truth. Oh my gosh. Because people would be like, "I don't want to eat here. I want Mexican food. I go to a Mexican restaurant. I'll go to Chinese food to get maduros." Now I can't trust your fucking sesame chicken, dog. What you know about making sesame chicken? Oh, man. So much has been going on, man. So much has been going on. We got the vaccine now. People are starting to open up. Things are looking optimistic. Kinda. Like, dude, it's been
a great percentage of it is mental.
Yeah.
And the word vaccine just.
It's been.
At least it should put people at ease.
Well, dude, it's got. The lowest common denominator, like, this is why the internet is such a many-splendored thing. Because the lowest common denominator people are the people that are like, "The vaccine is gonna be, it's gonna freaking kill us. Bill Gates made it so he could control the population so that the Illuminati and Illuminati."
Like, Your foil head is crooked. Let's fix it for the shot there.
Dude. You don't know how many people when I'm driving in Uber like or Lyft or whatever like that I hear people tell me these crazy fucking theories of theirs, like coronavirus is nothing but 5G towers.
Oh boy.
I mean, let me stop you right there, Chet. Like, first of all, not all of Florida has 5G, and there's only like 6 civilized nations with it right now. So the rest of the world's getting sick. How? Okay. Or coronavirus was nothing but a liberal conspiracy to get Trump out of office. I was like, really? Really? The whole world was in on that? All at one time? Did you even think about that before you said that out loud? Like, you're in my car. I'm driving you where you need to go. I can just pull over and let you out. Like, I don't have to listen to your silly shit. Well, hey,
man, he probably saw a YouTube video, all right? Listen. He knows more about this than you ever could.
Right, just like the people that believe the Earth is flat. Like, do your research. It's a dome, man. Yeah, an empty one that sits atop your head. I mean,
it makes sense if you think about it. You ever think about it? No, I don't. I no. don't think about it. Why?
I don't. Copernicus did. I don't have to.
Right? We squashed that one.
Yeah. Woo! Round the world, baby. Like, I. It's so insane to me. Like, what is to be gained by denying that the Earth is round? And the only thing I can come up with is at the basis of all this flat Earth bullshit is the same old bullshit that's always been. Religion. It's right there. Because Their basis, their main basis for what they believe is in the Bible, where God creates the earth and makes the firmament. And that's supposed to be like this like layer around us that like keeps us in, and then you got the fucking ice wall. Listen.
And it's all on a turtle, right? Big old space turtle or something?
It might as well be. It might as well be on a space turtle on a fucking island.
Listen, I cruise the internet. I see all kinds of crazy pictures.
Listen. There's another one, another flat earth theory where it's not like flat, it's like a donut. So it just kind of like, it's a ring and it just kind of curls in on itself around.
Huh.
And, yeah, that's fucking silly too. I just, like, the fact that they believe the sun and the moon are in our atmosphere, and one's a big lamp and the other one's a reflector, and they just kind of spin around.
Yeah, the Truman Show is a documentary of true events. You didn't know?
That's basically it, dude. You've nailed it. That's basically what it is. It's God's Truman Show.
It's a simulation. It goes... All of it.
Some of them think there's other layers, too, that there's other flat Earths beneath flat Earths, like in...
Oh, the dinosaur people.
No. Like, suspended in, like, whatever the hell they think we're floating in, just down, you know? Like, different ones with different suns and different moons, and I'm like, yeah. Fucking...
I'm looking for the elevator. It takes me to every last one of them.
Dude, it... There's been billionaires that have said they will finance trips to the fucking ice wall, and these fuckers won't take them up on it. And you want to know why? Because they know they're full of shit. They're no different than a religion. They believe in shit despite the lack of evidence. Like,
but if you think about it, it makes sense, right?
No.
but if you think about it.
And no level of clever editing
But if you think about it.
On your computer will make that true.
Saw a YouTube video.
Dude, so I'm like, sorry. I
mean, if you think about it.
Do you think Elon Musk spends billions of dollars to make a reusable fucking rocket to just show it off to cameras so people can think we're going to space? Dude, what level do you know? Dude, nobody can keep a fucking secret in this world. How in the fuck would a conspiracy on that level be able to be perpetrated today? Today, they think satellites are hanging from weather balloons at the edge of the dome. You can't fucking write this shit.
Well, they can and they do, and that's why it's, you know.
Dude. There's fucking Scientologists that look more credible. This is fucking horrible, man. Like, when Tom Cruise sounds rational, your theory of everything's got a fucking problem. At least Xenu comes from outer space. Oh my god, they believe in planets.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, where the fuck is Top Gun 2?
Top Gun 2.
I'm waiting for that shit.
Waiting for movie theaters to open.
No, I don't care to see it in a movie theater. I just want to see the movie. I'll see it in the comfort of my home.
I understand, but that's what they're waiting for. A lot of movies are being delayed until movie theaters are open. They want that movie theater money. That's how they judge everything. Like, they're not making as much money allowing you to pay to stream it. Like, HBO Max, they've probably gained a few subscribers. There's no doubt, because people want to watch all this stuff they're putting out at home, but when all that stuff is done running and theaters are back open and they're still trying to do that model, because they will still try to put stuff out to stream for a price.
It's got a need for speed, man. But I want to see if they got another You've Lost That Love and Feeling scene.
Dude.
Or maybe if they're going to play beach volleyball in sneakers and jeans.
Who does that? Isn't Goose's son in this movie? He is, right? Goose's son?
I don't know.
I think Goose's son is...
I heard nothing about this fucking movie.
I think... I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, we'll correct it on a later podcast, but I think Goose's son is in this movie, and I'm like, phew, that's a lot, man. That's heavy. Like, You're going to end up like your pops or, you know, like what are we doing?
I want to know what the big bad is in it. Like, what's the big drama?
Well, if we get, I mean, yeah, you don't really hear about a lot of, maybe like, dogfights anymore in
the actual world. Artificial intelligence, like drones and shit.
Bad, 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 bad.
Artificial intelligence is indeed a highway to the danger zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it'll be like Tom Cruise battling the forces of Xenu. Tap Gun 2, Intergalactic Fuckery.
Delayed for another rewrite.
That could be Hot Shots 3. Starring Charlie Sheen's corpse. Oh, he looks rough, man. And it's not even like, you know what's funny is it's not even the HIV. He just looks rough. It's all the drugs and the smoking and the drinking. He looks bad, man. And he no longer, he does these cameos now. Do you know what Cameo is?
No.
Okay, so Cameo is like this service where if you pay like a certain amount of money to a celebrity or whatever, they have like a rate and they'll do cameos where they'll say like happy birthday to so-and-so or they'll...
Oh, like personalized greetings.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so Charlie Sheen's doing it, but on his, he was like, hey, so if we could just not mention the tiger blood and winning, he's like, I'll do whatever else you guys want me to do. It's great to be here. Hi, I'm Charlie Sheen.
Huh.
You know, but...
How's it going for him?
I don't... Not well. I don't mean Cameo. I just mean in general.
Oh.
Dude, holy crap. His skin looks like paper mache wrapped around a rubber doll. Like, it's fucking... Oof. And, you know, on top of that, he's got the HIV. And I don't know if he's slowed down any on his partying. It seems like he must have. I think he's taking that seriously, which is good. But... He's a great actor, and it would be nice to see him in something before he can't be in something.
I agree, minus the laughter. I'd like to see him get better.
I wouldn't mind another Hot Shots. That would be hilarious. After Top Gun, it would be the perfect time.
So good.
It would be the perfect time. His dad's still alive. He could be in it. Emilio sure needs a paycheck, so.
You say that and I'm trying to think of something in his defense. Like, what has he done?
No, nothing.
I'm drawing a blank. He's probably been too.
To be fair, he's probably been producing shit behind the scenes. He did like to do that. So that may have been where he's been doing shit.
You know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, Lou Diamond Phillips has kind of leaked out that there could be a fucking Young Guns 3 coming. Pew, pew.
What?
Yeah. Dude.
Dude.
Put a bullet in him, Sanchez! Let's go! I'm fucking, what? Young Guns 3? Fucking fresh out of retirement village. It's Kiefer Sutherland, Emilio Estevez, Lou Diamond Phillips, and some other people I can't name. Young Guns 3 is still doing shit. I'll make you famous.
Remaining showtimes are whatever the fuck you want. If you're watching it in the comfort of your own home,
listen, man.
Fuck movie theaters. I'm sorry,
bro.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm not even. Sorry.
I like going to the movie theater. I like the movie theater experience.
Good for you.
I don't like people that go to the movie theater. I do like going to the movie theater. Like, if you bring your kid...
it goes hand in hand. Dude, you're not going to find hours where it's seriously just you at the movie theater.
Listen. Oh, I find them. It's called the first fucking showing. It's just me and some creepy dude that's jerking off to a Disney princess. Listen.
What are you doing watching a movie with a Disney princess in theaters?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be some fucking chick and he's going to be like... It was just an example.
Or does he have his phone out and you can hear that?
Who the fuck knows? I hope not. I don't want to hear that. Be like, walking up,
not
hey,
during the
that?
Movie I paid to watch.
Right. But like, no, but it's usually like people that bring kids. I remember somebody brought fucking kids into Saving Private Ryan. Like babies. And these fucking kids are screaming and I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, why would you bring a child to Saving Private Ryan? This movie is rated R, and you're in it with a fucking baby. Right? And this one guy stood up, and he was like, really? Really? I'm like, we couldn't get a babysitter. Well, then you stay the fuck home.
True.
Stay home. Nobody, look, it's great that you reproduced. I remember seeing that movie
in theaters. You know? Dude, some guys got up and left. They were like, nope, too heavy.
Well, you know, the war guys don't like looking at that shit, I'm sure. And some of them probably look at it and go, that's bullshit. That didn't happen that way.
Well, I had heard on the local news before it even released.
Yeah.
They were basically saying, hey, man, listen, like, the first 30 minutes, that shit is rough. So, if you may be affected by that, just stay outside like 30 minutes and come back in.
I liked the porno better, Saving Ryan's Privates.
Just move the words around a little bit, you know? You'll find it in there. And then they fuck.
I love that. Yeah. I love that parody porn became a thing, man. It's really like being produced a lot lately. It's a budding part of the pornography industry.
They're far more artistic. Yeah. They have better production quality.
Yeah.
It's like small passion projects.
Right, and horrible acting, just like the 80s.
You know what I did there? Passion project.
Passion project.
Yeah. Nice. Man, yeah. Yeah. Bing, chicka, bing,
bing. Pound town. You're tuned in to Buzzin' the Bee on the morning show. Zippity bam bam bam. Woo. Okay, I'm so tired of this shit. Have you seen this shit now where, like, Avatar has retaken the highest grossing movie of all time from Avengers Endgame because they let Avatar back out in theaters? And I'm like, no. No. You guys gotta stop fucking doing this. Because,
listen, unless they give me a reason to give a shit about Avatar anymore, I don't give a shit about Avatar, bro.
Well, they're making Quattro more of them.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Dude, they're in production.
They've been in production for like 10 years?
He's filming like all of them at the same time, basically. He's doing like all of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, James Cameron's crazy, dude. But like, here, I don't like this sneaky bullshit of, whoa, we're going to re-release it in theaters, and that still counts towards the gross, because like, I feel like it should be the highest grossing movie from the time it was released in the theaters to the time it left the theaters for the first time. And then that's your record.
Yeah.
Re-releasing it is fucking bullshit. That doesn't make it better than Endgame. Endgame surpassed it legitimately.
Well,
then they re-released Endgame.
Regardless how they count it,
yeah,
it's still going to be total grossing in theaters. And that's the number they're going for.
Right. Until fucking Avengers Endgame, the Favreau cut comes out. And the fucking...
this cut is so money.
Yeah. You think it doesn't the even Snyder understand cut is
how
badass.
Money it is. It's so money.
You don't know Favreau.
Ah, fuck, man. I love his work. I love his work.
He's really
When I
good,
heard
man.
That he was attached to Iron Man... Before that shit came out, I was like, I'd like to see that. I know he's a total nerd and he gets this shit.
Not just attached, but was the main force behind getting it made.
Really?
Oh, dude. Jon Favreau is the reason, him and Kevin Feige are the reason there's a Marvel Studios at all. You know, and then when, you know, the whole, this was before, I think, did the first Iron Man come out before Disney's acquisition of Marvel? I think it did. Yeah, it did.
I think it did.
So that was the first movie that they made, and then it catapulted Disney to really want to secure that. That's when they bought Marvel and whatever. I think Iron Man comes out, Jon Favreau, Kevin Feige make this little Marvel Studios thing, and then Disney buys Marvel, and then the real Marvel Studios comes into play. But basically, John and Kevin kind of made this movie to really sell the fact that a superhero movie could be done right, and we can do it.
And so that made Marvel a even hotter commodity for Disney to want to acquire. They were probably already in their sights, I mean, at that point. But
and now it's so massive, they've got whole story arcs concluded. They're starting new ones. They've got television programs that they're that they got on their streaming service.
Dude, WandaVision was fantastic. It was absolutely amazing.
And I don't care what anybody says. I like the platform they took in releasing one episode per week. Right. That gives you time, especially with all those freaking Easter eggs, man. There's a lot of stuff that you'd miss.
Well, yeah.
Like your first go through. And if you're just sitting there binging, by the time you're done, there's a lot of stuff you missed. You don't want to have to binge the whole thing over and over.
Right.
So like one episode at a time, sit on that for a while, ingest that, process it, boom. Next episode next week.
So there's a theory going around right now that Wanda has actually already rewritten the timeline of Earth, and that's going to be the entrance of the MCU's mutants.
Huh.
You remember the last scene where she's basically floating inside that cabin in Sokovia?
Yeah, she was doing that same projection thing that Doctor Strange does, how he's studying while he's sleeping.
Right. So, she's doing that shit. Who knows what she's doing, really?
Well, we know that she's reading that book.
Right. Well, we've got the actual Vision back now.
Yeah.
And because now he has all the memories and everything is unlocked. So he's basically the Vision now. And
but he's not Vibranium, is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Vibranium.
Oh, okay.
You remember, they had the original Vision in that lab. She never took it. She just used her mind to make a new Vision in that world.
Okay.
So they still had the body of Vision. And they put it back together and powered it up. And the rumor is that also the new Mind Stone that he has in there was built from Tesseract technology. And so there's a lot going on.
Do you think that he'll have a hard time overcoming the programming that he had to kill the Vision?
What?
Because his last statement, I am the Vision, or I am Vision, something like that. And then he took off. Like, yeah, he's not locked into the little world that she created. He was able to go in and out.
No, I know.
But now, I don't know if unlocking the memories overrides his programming that he spoke
completely, which is why they had that whole dialogue together. Because the Vision she created knows that Vision. It knows it intimately, and it knows that it can reason with it with pure logic, which is what it does. And then once the Vision that he's trying to reason with, the white one, realizes, I do have all that in me. I can feel it, but I can't reach it. He shows him how to unlock it, and he puts his finger on him, and boo, and he becomes the fucking Vision. So he is the Vision now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
What?
Immediately after he does that, all he says is, I am the Vision, and then he takes off.
Yeah.
That's the end of the exchange. We don't really know how it affected him because he just took off immediately after.
Right. But there is no Vision to kill now. He is Vision. So he'd have to have the conflict to kill himself.
Exactly.
I think he went off to process all the shit that had just unlocked in his head. He literally has been the Vision rebooted, essentially.
Yeah.
So that massive information
dump... Like, who's to say... Wanda's Vision didn't just, when he touched him, like, transfer himself over to that one and completely override it, or did he actually do what he said and just unlock the memories?
I think he unlocked them, and I think, but it was only because the white Vision allowed him to do so. It allowed him to correct his programming, basically. And that's essentially what he did. But that massive memory dump into your fucking consciousness would be even insane for him to process. Which is probably, that's all he could get out of his mouth was, I am Vision and gotta go.
Like, yeah, like...
Like, woo!
It's a lot to process.
Right. It's a lot of history in a small amount of time just dumped into your memory banks, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa. You don't know what to head...
And beyond that, very strong emotions.
Yeah. Well, obviously. And then he can't be there with Wanda and stuff right now. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Like, he basically just reawoke from his own death. Because he'll have the memory of his death, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's some heavy shit, man, on Disney Plus!
Up next, Falcon Winter Soldier!
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, I want to see it, but it's not like, it's not really making my weasel jump right now. Like, I'm not, like, super fucking excited about it. And
I wondered, like, how cured Bucky is of his brainwashing.
Right.
He spent an awful lot of time in Wakanda shoveling rhino shit. Like,
yeah, I mean... Well, you gotta think that when he was in Wakanda, it probably wasn't just him, like, you know, decompressing and being out in nature and stuff. It was probably them putting him in machines and shit a lot, too, and going through his mind and trying to fix all that shit.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That brainwashing was deep.
Oh, yeah. Well, he seems to be Bucky. At this point, like when we find him with the Winter Soldier,
we're hoping so.
I just okay. Here's my
problem.
And
I'm willing to bet that at some point he's gonna be like, I should have gotten the shield, like, you know, that other side of him. And
I don't know. I hope
it would make for great television.
I like the Falcon as the new Captain America. I do. I really do. I like that. But I would like for him to have the Super Soldier Serum. Because otherwise he's just the Falcon with Captain America's shield. And...
What, that's not good enough for
but
you?
But he doesn't have the strength! He doesn't have the strength to throw that fucking vibranium shield like Captain America!
No, I get what you're saying.
It's basically just a shield! Like, he can just go, ha-ha!
It's an impressive accessory, and he's really good at using it.
Well, if he's flying in and he's blocking fire with it and he's still flying, that'd be cool. But
in a really bad scenario, all somebody's got to do is concentrate on that thing. Yeah. You take that out of the equation, he doesn't have the same advantages that the other Captain America has.
Clip his wings. You clip his wings, dude. He's just a dude with a shield that he can barely lift. Like... He should get the Super Soldier Serum or some variant thereof. They made a new one, you know, whatever. Like, give him some help, man, because otherwise he's just a dude with metal wings, and that's unfortunate.
I mean, unfortunate for his enemies.
Yeah, I mean, but we're talking like, you know, there's going to be the X-Men now, so Magneto could just be like, boom! And he's fucking dose, dude.
Huh. You think vibranium reacts to magnetism?
I don't know, but his wings aren't vibranium.
They're not?
No. This is regular old fucking...
Oh, fuck.
Not everything is vibranium.
Well, all the good shit needs to be.
A brand new vibranium helicarrier. And all you see is fucking Wakanda as a crater. Because, like...
I'm not saying to them.
All the white people have come in and just fucking took all the fucking vibranium out and left a crater. This is a big old flaming crater.
They made an arm for Bucky. Why the fuck can't they make, you know?
They made an arm for Bucky because they were being nice. Like, they don't just throw out vibranium.
That and they knew they were fighting Thanos.
Right. They were like,
hey man, listen,
punch Thanos in his monkey mouth.
We're going to take a quick break from our unbrainwashing of you. Or are they dirtying his brain? If it's the opposite of brainwashing?
No, I think they're just... They're,
Well, here, take 15 minutes off shoveling rhino shit. We got something else for you to do. Here's an arm. Get to it.
They're brain rewashing.
Great rewatch. Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, fix all of that in post.
Dude, fuck, you can't fix life in post.
He can't, too.
That's right, because this is the Truman Show, everybody. We're living in a dome down by the river.
I can't tell. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Spanx is alive. Dude, but like, okay. I want him to be a super guy. I don't want him to just be the Falcon. And I know I'm supposed to suspend disbelief. These are fake people in a fake world, and it's not real, but the only reason Cap could throw that fucking shield around and bounce it off shit and call it back to him and all this kind of shit is because he was fucking Captain America. He had superpowers. The Falcon is Tony Stark without the rest of it. Like, he's like,
hey, buddy, you can't do that. Yes, I can. I'm Captain America.
I love his character. I love the actor that plays him. I think he does a phenomenal job. Sam, what's his name? God damn it. But I like him. He's good. And, Sebastian Stan is fucking also great. Oh, the rumor is going around that there's going to be a young Luke fucking series. And he is going to play young Luke.
Oh, he's down with the idea of playing young Luke?
Bro, he's down with money. You know what I'm saying? How much money would it take for you to do it? I mean, they could throw me $1.50 and I'd fucking go play Luke.
Three.
I mean, about I'd be 12. A out of shape fucking... I would not be the Luke you need. Like, I would be like Luke when he was in the sequel trilogy, except I'd be like, ugh, using the force to like bring me a sandwich.
I'd be in the mirror, like practicing. Like, does that look? Yeah, that dude. That looks just like him. Yeah, I'm gonna get paid.
Dude, you see, like, dude. If somebody asks you to be Luke Skywalker, you don't say no. You just go, how much? That's the only question I got, dog.
They're coming to you. They're saying, hey, man, it'd be really cool if you, did this.
Dude, that's the only question I got, dog. Where do I sign and how much?
That's two questions.
Whatever, man. That's all I got. Two questions. How much and where do I sign? That's it. I'll be fucking Jabba the Hutt. I don't give a fuck. You can cut me, cut my knee, my legs off from my kneecaps and put me in R2 for the right money. I don't give a fuck. I'll get some space legs. I'll come out of there and I'll have enough money to be like, hey, Elon, give me some fucking space legs, man. Solar powered space legs.
Solar powered space legs.
Give me a big dick while you at it. I got money. I got money.
I got money, man. Come on.
Cyber dick. Give me a big old cyber dick, Elon. You making that Neuralink. Make a big cyber dick. That's what you need to be putting your money in. You know how many dudes would pay $1 million for a cyber dick?
If I didn't have my actual dick, yes, I would be very interested in purchasing a cyber dick.
All these motherfuckers got their actual dicks. They just not impressed with them. That's what I'm saying. Cyber dick. Cyber dick.
Does whatever my dick can.
Yeah. Imagine. It's just like a sleeve that you put over your dick. It looks just like a regular dick. You can feel all the sensation from it. In fact, it makes the sensation more intense because it uses that Neuralink shit to put it right into your dick nerve. And no fuss, no muss, man. It uses your jizz to keep it cool.
It turns into a mist.
Right.
A cooling mist.
And then you can spit it out into the toilet when you're done. Sab dick. Sab dick. Doing whatever that sab dick do. Wants. That's some date rapey shit. Doing whatever that sab dick wants. That's going to be a new horror movie. Attack of the Cyber Dick.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's going to be the new horror movie. That sounds... awful.
Just a guy with a rogue AI cock that can't stop fucking neighbors. He's just, I can't help it. I want to stop. It won't let me.
Cyber dick.
You kids, look out. There's a cyber dick on the loose.
It's gonna be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the battle cry of cyber dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn it. For those of you who made it this far, congratulations, because that was fucking great, man. Oh. Cyber dick. Oh. But for real, motherfuckers would pay money for that. You know they would. You know they would. Because dick implants don't work now. That shit is not real. Like, they do it, but there's always horrible complications. Like, they'll put fucking cadaver tissue in your dick to make it. Yeah, man. No, I don't want dead dick in my dick, dog. I'm trying to avoid the dead dick scenario. I'm not wanting zombie dick. That'd be a great one, too. Zombie dick.
Oh.
Give him brain.
You know, that's why a zombie can't hold a serious relationship. They just want brain.
Oh, ba-dum, boom, tsh. All right. Let's think of some other parts like you'd want to like cyberize and shit like that. I think dick's number one for most people. They'd be like, yeah, cyber dick. And we don't want to forget the ladies, cyber clit too. Like, that's not cyber clit. It'd be like, remember that old commercial? My buddy. It'd be like, my cyber dick. My cyber dick.
My cyber dick.
My cyber dick and me.
Wherever it goes, I won't go. Oh.
Cyber clit. Like, instead of a cat attacking the killer tomatoes, it'd be like, attack of the cyber clean.
Where are we going?
I don't know. That's the best part. Dude, you know what? I'm gonna buy some fucking Bitcoin, dude. Holy shit. Elon put a little money in that shit, and it went from 5,000 last year to 60,000 at the height, and now it's back down to like 55,000. But... shit, I thought about taking that stimuli and fucking rolling it on Bitcoin.
I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that.
Bro, listen, at this point, it's not a bad investment. That Dogecoin's a little more volatile, but that Bitcoin shit, man, is legit. You could probably, even if you didn't want to keep it in long term, just because you didn't want to take the risk, for a short term gain, that the Bitcoin fluctuates so up and down like all day long. It doesn't stop. Like, the stock market closes at like, you know, 5:30 or whatever. The fucking Bitcoin goes all night long, all night. Because it's fucking digital. There's no fucking dude. They're going, sell, sell. That shit's just how it is, dog. Oh, it's probably a worthwhile investment, man. But,
And that is how you can afford your cyber dick or cyber clitoris.
Cyber dick. People be singing cyber dick Christmas carols. Cyber dick, cyber dick. Who needs Jesus when you got cyber dick? No, man. There's been
some cyber clit instead of silent night.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's been a silent night on buying a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. That's for sure.
At this point, I have no desire to buy either of the new consoles.
Not for a while. Not for a while.
If it's going to be that much of a headache, I can't get in the store.
It's not just that. Like you said, there's no exclusive titles for these new consoles that are making me like, I gotta run out there and buy that right now, Tim.
Yeah. Everybody that's got the new console is still on the same games that they were playing with the last console, but they're a little prettier.
Like, GT5 has been better on four consoles. Literally. From the 360 to the Series X, it's been on four iterations of consoles at this point. Is that three? No, it's like four because they came out with the Xbox One, then the Xbox One X.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
PC.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about console. So, console. So it'd be Xbox 360, Xbox One X, and then Series X. Because you have to include the One X as a different console. Yes. It's drastically different than the regular Xbox, bro, as far as performance and graphic capability. It was their mini introduction to the Series X. Like, they were just like, here's something to tide you over till the real shit comes. Yeah. But you would have to. You would, honestly, I mean, even though it played Xbox One games, I mean, it really is a different console.
Well, that's basically what the Series X is, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, the Series X is honestly, if you look at the stats between an Xbox One X and a Series X, there are differences, but they're not huge.
It's got a better controller. For capturing and shit, like, it's got its own button.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
At least that's what I was told. Like, you can set it for 30 seconds or 15 seconds, and I believe tapping it is a picture, holding it is a video.
Oh, that's really cool, man. I like that. That's fucking sweet.
You don't have to pull up the guide.
That's the one thing about the PS4 that drives me crazy.
It does work really well. I'm not going to knock that, because when it comes to capturing pictures or videos, I have no problems with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's very smooth. But they found a way to improve that process even further. Like, yeah, you guys get it.
Right.
You get it.
Yeah. Well, like, on PS4, like, I literally have to pause the game, open the menu, and then hit save video, and it takes a long time.
Yeah. And if you want to watch that, it has to pull you out of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Load a whole other app.
Yeah.
And it takes time to load that. If it's up to date, if it needs an update, well.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Best of luck to you.
No shit, man. But I don't know. I'm going to get one when they're available in stores. Which they're not. You can only really get them online if you can, and the bots don't get them. But I'm going to get one. I just hope that, like, when I trade in my Xbox One X, I still get enough credit to be like, oh, that was worth trading that in. Because, like, if they don't give me at least $100, $150, like, I'll be like, nah, I'll keep it. But, you know, that's if GameStop's still around by the time those things are available in stores.
We'll see.
You know what, man? I think that's going to about wrap it up for this week, man. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.